From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Afghanistan today, two suicide bombings and an ensuing gun battle targeting guest houses catering to foreigners left at least 16 people dead and wounded dozens more in Kabul. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson is based in the Afghan capital.
The three Taliban militants struck a popular shopping district of Shah Nawaz at about 6:30 in the morning local time on an Islamic holiday while most people were still asleep. The first, a car bomber, detonated in front of a guest house used by Indian nationals, leveling it and blowing out windows in a nearby hotel and mall. A short while later, a militant wearing a vest with explosives and a gunman struck a second Indian guest house nearby. The bomber detonated, and the last militant exchanged gunfire with police for more than 2 hours before he was killed. Afghan police say many of the dead were burned beyond recognition. Three Afghan policemen were killed, as well as a number of Indians. An Italian staying at the second guest house, who tried helping police find the gunman, was also killed. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Rough weather is being blamed for a deadly cruise ship accident at the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three crew members were killed when the ship slammed into a dock in fierce winds. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Witnesses say the Costa Europa, carrying more than 1,400 passengers, was arriving at Sharm el-Sheikh early this morning in rough weather. Many parts of Egypt were buffeted by strong winds overnight, as well as rare thunderstorms in some places. Officials said the cruise ship smashed into the pier as it was trying to dock at Sharm. Some passengers were being put up in local hotels, while others were making arrangements to return home early. The Costa Europa was on an 18-day cruise from Dubai to Savona, Italy. It arrived at Sharm from the Sinai port town of Safaga. Costa Cruises said the ship was 24 years old. Costa is the Italian subsidiary of Carnival Cruises. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Powerful winds are also whipping up along the Atlantic coast. They're associated with another winter storm that's hitting the region and are being blamed for fanning a fire that engulfed an entire block in the small coastal town of Hampton, New Hampshire. A powerful Democrat is taking issue with the House Ethics Committee's decision to admonish him. A panel singled out House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charles Rangel of New York for violating House gift rules by taking corporate money for trips to the Caribbean. But Rangel disputed the panel's findings when he spoke with NPR's David Wellna.
I'm on the way to talk with a lawyer because there's nothing in the report that says I'd known or should have known. So,
about what?
That private funds was going to pay in part for the trip.
Five other members of the Black Congressional Caucus were exonerated. Global markets are rising today. European shares are higher, and most stock markets in Asia gained ground. You're listening to NPR News. The Obama administration is set to propose regulations aimed at protecting workers' retirement savings. Vice President Joe Biden is due to unveil the proposal later today during a meeting of a panel he heads aimed at improving middle-class living standards. A White House official says it will include safeguards to protect workers from conflicts of interest in their dealings with financial advisors who manage their 401ks and individual retirement accounts. The proposed regulations would need approval by the Labor Department. Some of the women who won an Olympic gold medal for Canada in ice hockey last night are being criticized. The International Olympic Committee is looking into their celebration. Here's what happened from NPR's Howard Burkus.
It was how some of the Canadian players celebrated that has the International Olympic Committee concerned. Not in private in the locker room, but in public on the same hockey ice they skated Thursday night to a 2-0 shutout of the American team. Photos already cascading through cyberspace show one underage player with a beer, another poured champagne into the mouth of a third, and yet another player was smoking a cigar, all while still in uniform and with gold medals around their necks. It was not what the IOC wants to see, says Gilbert Felly, the group's Olympic Games director, who added it's not a good promotion of sport values. Felly promises an investigation. A spokesman for the Canadian Olympic Committee says there was no intention to violate Olympic protocol. Howard Burkus, NPR News, Whistler.
The men's hockey semifinals are set for today with the United States taking on Finland in the first game. Canada plays Slovakia, which beat defending champion Sweden last night. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.